One. Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Woman's Game. And yes, yes, I beat Jay. Oh, beat down. I'm sorry.
I just let it happen. I was being humble.
Okay, that's not even fair. You can't just say I let it happen and try to take it away.
I didn't try to take it away. I was just stating facts.
No,
I was just stating facts.
No, but she's like, I deflated your balloon. It just looks a little smaller, but it's not really. I deflated it, though. Right, that's how I feel.
Are you trying to say we're having a deflate game? That's a lie.
Oh my god. Oh, right. We're recording, so I can't be like, really?
Yep. Don't even go in. Well, no, we're just not going to go in right now.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh, yes, and I'm Winona. By the way, thank you for remembering to introduce us. High five, error, Winona, or Jade. Wow.
You just trying to give yourself high five, Winona.
Yes, I am. I'm like, what? That's called
you
a clap.
Don't see me, right? You don't even need
me. High five myself. Woo, I was about to be like, I'm so narcissist, I'm starting a duinity right here, a duel.
Wow.
Winona.
Okay, let's just introduce these books.
Oh, right! We wrote books!
It's the other wonderful, beautiful ladies. But first, before we introduce these books, I'm going to speak to you guys about our conference that's coming up on March 17th. Please, you guys, go out and come out and support us or do it virtually. Hey, I don't have a problem with you guys sitting home drinking coffee with your camera and your mic off, just listening to the wonderful speaker. If I could do it, I would do it. So, guys, this
is don't lie. You're gonna do it. You're gonna be there in person drinking coffee. Like, no, I got my pajamas.
But I'm not gonna have my pajamas on because that would be unprofessional. I mean, I'm not as professional as I am used to, and that's saying something.
Jake, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So you can check out all of that on andwethought.com and also our show and these wonderful books. And I thought divorce was bad with other life lessons. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought I did my, juggle at all. And I thought I did my journey alone. And I thought I had it all figured out. A fiction, episode 1, Hollywood, she does not need to be more famous.
I need to be more famous. I have my own docuseries, but I do need people to just say the words. Don't change them. And I need my own scripted television show.
That is really a joke, you guys. I'm just saying. And I thought he was the one. And I thought the workbook. And you can find all of this on AndWeThought.com or at TheWomansCave.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNobles.com.
Are you exercising over there? You sound like you're out of breath. By the way, we have a CD.
I am out of breath. You know I'm taking care of my elderly relative and I have to do laundry. So that's a thing. Hey, you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Alright.
But you guys aren't here to hear about us. You're here to hear about our podcast.
No, you will not.
I already said Just Writing Life.
But you did not say Channel 18 and Amazon.com.
I said it.
Okay, go.
Wonderful guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Greta McNenny, and I'm one of the founders of Blue Fever. We are a new media tech startup company, and we are the first video distributor exclusively for women, and we send one-to-one messages to you with content. So we actually text message you really badass videos. Think digital series, music videos, short movies, and we do it all based upon what mood you're in. So if you're like, hey, I just am going through a breakup, or I got PMS, or whatever, we'll send you a video for that.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a best friend
like
in your pocket.
High five.
Awesome. High five.
Wait, can I just say this one thing?
Yeah.
Can you just send us pictures of chocolate for PMS? Just how chocolate is made and
we can send you a video about how chocolate is made for sure. We can send you a docu thing about how chocolate is made for sure. People actually ask us all the time if we can send pictures and gifts. Sadly, it costs us a lot of money to do that, so we don't really do that very often, but we can send videos about how chocolate is made.
Oh, that's
We love it though.
The text and then we're like, we'll send you a gift if you take care of the price, the shipping, and the handling.
Shipping and that's so funny. The shipping and handling of the gift.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Always great. I'm curious. I am so sorry. I'm going to get curious. All right, so
how did you come up with this idea to
question. So it's been a journey, as I'm sure you ladies know, getting to where you are now. It's a total journey of, for me personally, it started off with me making a feature film and being lucky enough to get that movie on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. And I worked with all men on this movie. And, oh wait, are you talking? Hold on, it looks like you're muted. One on that. There you are.
I'm here. I'm definitely here.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say something to me and I couldn't hear you. Sorry. Sorry.
She's probably coughing. Don't mind her.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry to call you out. Sorry to call you out like that. So yeah, so I made this movie and was lucky enough to get it, you know, distributed and created this production company. But I did it with four other dudes. And that was one of the hardest experiences of my life, with everything coming out with Me Too and Time's Up. Like, that is what I experienced, but on you know, the set of an indie movie. So I wasn't in Hollywood, I wasn't dealing with Harvey Weinstein, but I, you know, was dealing with a lot of men who felt comfortable telling me I was overweight, telling me I was this, telling me I was that, making comments about getting, you know, like, sexual comments. I mean, it was just awful. So after that experience, I really was like, you know, I want to work with women. And the independent film system just isn't, like, it doesn't reward the creator, because your distributor makes money and your investors make money, but you slaving away as an indie artist don't really make that much money, and nobody's trying to help you out and help you self-distribute and make those dollars. So I kind of put it out to the universe, and I was like, I want a partner who I can, at the time I was like, I want a writing partner. And then the universe sent me my co-founder, Lauren, and we met in line at the Sundance Film Festival for a movie that we both didn't get into. We were the last two people not to get in, and we just, like, fell in love, and, you know, as best friends and co-founders do, we got a drink, and from there we just started working together and thinking, how could we support women in Hollywood? How could we elevate them? And I think that, you know, it's a very long story, but to make a long story short, that was the genesis. And then once we realized that, you know, okay, we're trying to solve the filmmaker's problem, actually what we need to do is solve the audience's problem. And the audience, as you ladies know from all the media recently, women are really underserved. And protagonists on screen are female about 25% of the time. And that 25% is the majority is straight and white and, you know, under 35. And we just said, that's bullshit. That's not okay. We are going to work on changing that. So we created a licensing company, sold to bigger digital distributors. Then we said, okay, you're buying content for men. We're going to become our own distributor. And then we got into this really big accelerator called Techstars. It's one of the biggest startup accelerators in the world. Went through that. That really changed the trajectory of our company. And then we started text messaging women content. And we started doing that because women don't love open platforms. You look at, you know, YouTube and Vice and Funny or Die, those are the three top short form platforms out there. And they're all male dominated. Like, I know the show's gonna go on YouTube, but still, like, men dominate YouTube. And they troll women and they bully women on these open platforms. And so we thought, why don't we try to create more of a closed experience? And we did. And we grew in the past 5 months from, like, zero phone numbers, because we were just working off of email before, from zero phone numbers to over 30,000. So it has been quite the journey.
All right. Wow. I thought we rose fast. Dang, Jack. Oh, I'm like astronauts at this point going so fast. This is amazing.
Thank you.
We'll just text and we can get the videos that we actually.
Yeah, so how it works right now is, so we have a really, really big vision that we will be your best friend in your pocket whenever you need it, like, you're going through something in your life. And, you know, do you guys have Netflix? Do you watch Netflix? Yeah. Do you ever find that you're like, what the heck do I watch on Netflix? There are so many choices. Like, you have to kind of sit and figure out what that is. Well, Blue Fever wants to figure that out for you. So if in the future, right, like, we want to use artificial intelligence combined with human curation, which not many people are doing, and go ahead and get to know you, Winona, really well. So what makes you laugh might be different than what makes Jade laugh, right? And when you're like, I need a laugh right now, we know you so well that we can be like, yeah, like, you're gonna freaking love this video about chocolate, right? Like, we're just gonna be like, she's gonna love this. It's gonna make her feel so much better. Or be able to even recommend and say, hey, like, oh, you wanna, because all of our content is short form. It's like 2 to 8 minutes that you can watch on your phone. But we also wanna be like, oh, like, you wanna watch a longer Netflix show? Oh, okay, like, this is the one you should watch. You're gonna love this. So really the name of the game isn't necessarily content curation right now, but it's data collection, and it's not content creation, it's content curation and data collection. Because if we can gather a lot of data on young women, then we can go and prove to the powers that be, right? Like, women are here. Women are complex, they're multifaceted, they don't just want to watch rom-coms. There's always a place for rom-coms, but they want to watch so many different things, and they want representation and diversity. And so right now, to kind of clarify, we send out 2 video text messages each week, but you can always text us back in between, and we will text you back videos for whatever you're going through.
So is this a subscription, or is it like per video?
That's a great question. So right now it's completely free. So we have launched our free tier. So you can sign up for free. The only thing that you're going to pay for is like whatever your, you know, messaging rate is on your phones, whatever your phone plan is. But right now it's free. And then we're launching a subscription service called Royal Blue Fever soon. And that will be more, it will just be more comprehensive. You will get responses quicker, etc. But the free tier is 2 video text messages a week, and then intermittent, like, video support.
Okay. I know for us over here, it's hard to keep up with everything that we do. So how much staff is this taking? I'm so, I don't want to pry into your, like, real...
No. This is good. We are a tiny team. We are a very tiny team. That is why... God bless these girls. These women, like, hunted me down for an interview, and I was like, sorry, I'm sick, sorry this. My schedule is crazy because we have 4 full-time people, and we have then a team of 8 part-time employees. So we're tiny but mighty. My co-founder, Lauren, and I are the ones steering the ship, and it's all girls and 1 guy. So it's basically like, I don't know. I've never been in a sorority, but I imagine it's like the cooler version of a sorority where you're just with women all day long. And like before a meeting yesterday, one of my interns was like, can I lead a yoga vinyasa to get everybody like more awake? And I was like, yeah. So we're like in our office, like doing yoga. Everybody just stopped. So it's really intense, but it's a lot of fun because we kind of, you know, can get to do what we want to do because we are a small team and because, you know, we're a young company and we really want to, we're invested in creating that culture, right? Where it's super fun to be there. We all work really hard. We all play really hard. And we all want to change the world, most importantly.
Absolutely. Well, Nola and I can definitely talk about that and understand that because we do it all the time.
You guys have that dynamic. You totally have that dynamic. You guys are like best friends, but you work hard, play hard.
Yeah. And it's like,
well, actually, it's just been work hard. But we're going to Vegas in a couple of weeks, so we'll be
back. For what?
Send pictures
for work. And we'll be in L.A., actually.
Really? Oh, fun. Fun. Where in L.A. are you going to be?
I don't know. We're in L.A.
Okay, well, if you guys ever need a place to work, I have a big office. You guys are more than welcome to, like, use it as a place to stop by and work if you need.
Thank you. You know, we work on our phones so much. I think it's like our life. We're like, hey, we're having cocktails working on our phones. We should like put up Instagram about that. We should be all like, yes, we're working, but not. We're slipping, right?
Oh my goodness. Wait, could we come by?
Sure. Okay.
So we're supposed to be doing an interview.
I know. That is not my question, and we are almost done. We literally have like 5 minutes left.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, if we need to go a little bit over 9:30, though, that's fine. But we, we have an office, and if we're in town, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, my last question on this end that's decently serious. I'm stalling because I forgot the question. So that's decently serious. It goes a little like, dang it, I still forgot.
Well, I'll ask a question, and then we can maybe get it together. So where can people find you on the web?
Yeah. bluefever.com, or if you just Google Blue Fever, BLUFEVER, just how it's spelled. And you guys can also check us out on Instagram as well. I'm like looking up our handle right now. It's Blue, BLUEFVR. But you can sign up for free video text messages. We have, like I said, a really massive community. The most common response that we get from our texts are, I needed that. How did you know? And that Blue Fever has actually helped young women just feel more confident about themselves because they're watching really cool movies and series that are relatable for goddamn once. So so yeah, we always like to say that we have badass. We're like your badass entertainment destination. We think the word badass means anything that makes you feel powerful as a woman, whether that's wearing pink head to toe, whether that's like scaling a mountain, running a company, writing a book, whatever that is for you.
Exactly. So my Liz, did you want to expand beyond the digital platform?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you think you'll ever expand beyond digital platforms, like go into like magazines or go into like a book series? I don't know. What else?
Wow, that's a great question. I often, and this is not meant to sound egotistical, but because I think that men are encouraged to think like this, but women aren't. I often think about like world domination. Like, what is that plan, right?
I'm all
yes.
We think about that all the time. Someone asked us on an interview, they said, well, what are you guys going to do now? So we will like take over the world.
I often think about world domination, and for us what that really looks like is being really focused right now and growing a very successful business, right, that will return, that will hopefully go public. That would be the goal. I mean, obviously an acquisition would be wonderful, but like, you know, dream goals is the business going public. So building that really great business and then, you know, being able to collect so much data to build such an audience that then we can program original content would be amazing. And then, you know, spin, I mean, Lauren and I would love to start our own venture fund one day and fund women run businesses. Like, that would be the goal. And write a book and have a podcast all about that.
Absolutely. Because we're writers, we're going to say, an author is going to say, definitely write that book.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I read your platform, I already did that. I did. I read it and I was like, I bet you that's what they do. And I was like, oh, that's what they're going to do? Oh, you guys see what they're already doing.
Well, that's half the battle, right? And I'm sure you ladies, when you started off and do this, it's like you kind of have to fake it till you make it, because nobody's going to pay attention to you if you don't have branding that really shows, that's aspirational, right? Like, we always show where we want to be. We always start sketch where we want to be, and then we get there, and then we kind of move that, and you kind of keep going. But if we, at the very beginning, when Lauren and I were just two chicks in an apartment, you know, recruiting a bunch of filmmakers, if we had just been like, oh, we don't know what we're doing, we're just filmmakers, instead of being like, no, like, we curate the best female talent out there. You know, people, we wouldn't have gotten into the YouTube rooms and the full screen rooms and all of that. So, you know, it's just about telling a story. And I think that's like the most powerful thing that I've learned how to do through all this is like, how do you tell a really impactful story about where you're going and get people to buy into that story so that they want to be on that journey with you, whether that's as a fan or as an investor or just as a mentor, advisor, whatever it is.
Well, she seems like she's going to be doing speaking on branding very, very soon.
Next
year, you know, clear your calendar in March. You can go speak at our conference.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I would love that.
Sounds great. Look at that. We've got one of our producer people already. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, right. So
wrap it up.
But at the end, because, you know, she has a business to run.
You ladies, I would spend all day talking to you if I could. This has been so, so much fun. You've got like the best like energy going between you and so much passion. And I love what you're doing for women and really inspiring everybody to like take their lives to the next level, wherever that is for them.
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely.
Much.
I don't even know. I don't
want to
eat now because my ego needs a little bit more.
Yeah, you just fluff it, brush it off.
Well, no, we're a minute overtime. Finish this up. Okay, so thank you for coming on and taking the time out. We know that startups are really busy and require a lot of attention, so we really appreciate you doing this for us.
You're so welcome.
And everyone out there, just know that you can always figure out what your ladies are doing or find out what we're doing. doing on AntBeefont.com or thewomenscave.com, just remember that wisdom is all around you if
you're open to finding it and accepting it. Hold on, I need to do this. Branding. So peace and love, you guys, from Malona
and Jade. Bye.